اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، دير سيكت براذرز اند سيسترز ان اسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Actually, we are in a blessing days. This day is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, as we explained it in detail last week, alhamdulillah. But today we have a project. The project in these 10 days, don't lose it. Don't lose it. The best day ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. We have, the Muslim has projects. I pointed here in some points. And inshallah ta'ala to go and I show you where is the reward is. And every Muslim, the smart, the wise, who take a chance and take every single moment in these days, abandon it all the TV, abandon it all the busy, and escape to the masajid, and try to make khatmat al-Quran. We have a lot of projects we have to do it these days inshallah ta'ala. The first, I remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned it. In the hadith of Ibn Abbas and hadith Ibn Umar, as we mentioned last week, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام أحب إلى الله وأعظم إلى الله العمل الصالح فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر. قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله يا رسول الله. قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجلا خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يعد من ذلك بشيء. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleared, there is no any days in the whole year similar to this day, the 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Al-amal al-salih, why? Because al-amal al-salih fi hinna, to perform righteous work in these days, the most beloved good deeds which you can perform it to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And the most highest and the most greatest action for the Muslim this day to perform it. Such as, the Sahaba, they asked for it, even jihad fi sabilillah, even if you go and fight fi sabilillah, he said, even these 10 days will be better than the jihad fi sabilillah, except a man who went, he left his house by his soul and his property, and he invested fi sabilillah and he did come back with anything. That means he die as a shaheed. Highest level, highest action in Islam is to die as a shaheed, a martyr for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, my brother, this 10 days, it is the best 10 days you could perform it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't lose the chance, because there is a great reward counted with you. We have a project for khatmat al-Quran. Khatmat al-Quran, remember. Every day you have an agenda for the Muslim to finish 3 juz, to finish it in the whole Quran in the 10 days. If you miss it, read as much as you could inshallah ta'ala, and remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every word, every letter from the book of Allah, Allah give you good deeds. And Allah multiply it to 10, except in these 10 days, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiply to unlimited. You don't know what is the reward which Allah prepared for you. Don't lose a chance, leave everything and open the Quran and make khatma. That is the first inshaAllah ta'ala agenda. قال تعالى وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent from the Quran what is, it is what? Shifa. If you feel tired from this life, if you feel difficult shape, if you feel difficult shape from the wife, from the children, from your job, from everything, remember the Quran is the shifa. Remember the best shifa, when you run to the book of Allah and you open it, that Allah will give you healing, Allah will give you tranquility, Allah will give you sakina, Allah will give you faith and peace in your heart, and you're not going to have any difficult ship or hour in your life. Wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover you by His mercy. Cast all of us by the mercy, the Quran. Don't leave the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu from 1400 years ago, and when he cried, Jibril came, emergency came from the heaven. Qalana yukika ya Rasulallah, what's making? Because Allah told him, go and see why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cry, and Allah he knows. But this is for us. Allah, he knows what, why the Prophet he cried, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, Jibreel asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, ما يبكيك يا رسول الله? What's making you cry, Messenger of Allah? قال, أبكي على أمتي يا جبريل. I cry because of my ummah. إن قومي قد تركوا القرآن مهجورا. My people abandoned the Quran. My people left the Quran. My people will be busy not to open the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى. That he cried for us from 1400 years ago. Muslim doesn't have time to open the book of Allah. There is no success for you. There is no any success for you in this life and in hereafter without the book of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us love the book of Allah. Love to read Al-Quran. That is the best shifa. That is the best mercy. That is the best guidance. That is the best life for the Muslim in his life. Don't ever leave Al-Quran. People, they have some time, one time a year, to open it only in the month of Ramadan, that season. لا يا أخي, we need to change ourselves and we need, inshallah ta'ala, to go inshallah ta'ala for that. Meaning, every day in this 10 days of the Hijjah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for every three juz' from the Quran, Allah give you 50,000 good deeds a day. Allahu Akbar. 50,000 good deeds. Every day if you recite or read a three, we don't tell you to make hifz. Read Al-Quran, recite Al-Quran, three juz a day, you gain 50,000 good day a day. Time 10, how much you achieve 50,000 times 10, how much you gain from this 10 days? Huh? Accountant? Huh? 500,000 good deeds. When you're gonna have that, it's a great reward. It's bonus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's project number one. Project number two, you wanna perform walima? You perform the walima. Yes, we have a project for walima too. Walima to offer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح عبد الله له نزلا في الجنة كلما غدا وكلما راح. The Prophet ﷺ in authentic hadith he said, من غدا إلى المسجد, those who wake up in the morning early and they go to the masjid, especially in these 10 days, whoever go to the masjid, غدا, غدا it means الغدا, it means in the morning, to go in the time of the salah to the masjid. أو راح. Or after that, or the Prophet ﷺ also, أو راح. راح اثنين ان اكتر من قرص ونعيشة ده بارك طايم ان طبعا اولا يا سيد ويني ميب ده مسجد عبد الله له نزلا في الجنة. الله prepare for him نزلا in the paradise. What is نزلا messenger of Allah? What do you meaning the messenger of Allah about نزلا? It is وليمة. Allah prepare وليمة for you in the جنة. Let me see what is the وليمة which Allah prepare for you in the جنة if you do that. Number one, what you have to do, that how I perform this first, number one, you leave your house before the adhan. You know the adhan of the salah in this masjid? Go early, at least 5 minutes. 5 minutes, enter the masjid. And then after that, when you enter the masjid, you